Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a person who has helped you a lot. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the speaking section. One common topic that often comes up is describing a person who has helped you significantly. This article will provide you with valuable tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task. Understanding the task, the topic, describe a person who has helped you a lot, is a frequently occurring theme in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It's essential to be prepared for this topic as it allows examiners to assess your ability to describe people, express gratitude, and recount personal experiences. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about help and assistance. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you like helping others? A. Band 7-8 answer. Absolutely. I find great satisfaction in lending a hand to those in need. It's not just about the act of helping itself, but also the sense of fulfillment it brings. Whether it's assisting a colleague with a challenging project or volunteering at a local charity, I believe that helping others creates a positive ripple effect in our community. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a person who has helped you a lot. You should say, who this person is, how this person helped you, why this person helped you, and explain how you felt about the help. Sample answer, band 6-7. The person I'd like to talk about is my high school math teacher, Mr. Johnson. He helped me tremendously during my final year when I was struggling with advanced calculus. Mr. Johnson stayed after school several times a week to provide extra tutoring sessions. He explained complex concepts in simple terms and gave me additional practice problems. I believe Mr. Johnson helped me because he saw my potential and didn't want me to give up on math. His assistance was invaluable, and I felt incredibly grateful for his dedication. Thanks to his help, I not only passed my exams, but developed a lasting appreciation for mathematics. Sample answer, band 8-9. The individual who has been instrumental in my personal growth is my mentor, Dr. Sarah Lee. She's a renowned psychologist who took me under her wing during my undergraduate years. Dr. Lee's assistance extended far beyond academic guidance. She played a pivotal role in shaping my professional aspirations and personal development. Dr. Lee's help manifested in various forms. She provided invaluable insights into the field of psychology, facilitated networking opportunities with industry professionals, and offered constructive feedback on my research projects. Moreover, she encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone by presenting at conferences and pursuing challenging internships. I believe Dr. Lee's motivation to help stemmed from her genuine passion for nurturing young talent in the field. She often emphasized the importance of paying it forward and how mentorship can create a ripple effect of positive change in academia and beyond. The impact of Dr. Lee's assistance was profound and multifaceted. I felt not only immensely grateful, but also inspired to emulate her dedication in my future career. Her support boosted my confidence exponentially and instilled in me a deep sense of responsibility to make the most of the opportunities she had facilitated. Overall, Dr. Lee's mentorship has been a transformative experience that I will always cherish. Follow-up questions. How do you usually show your appreciation when someone helps you? A. Band 9. I believe in expressing gratitude in both words and actions. Verbally, I make sure to convey my sincere appreciation, highlighting specific ways their help has impacted me. Additionally, I often write heartfelt thank you notes to create a lasting memento of my gratitude. In terms of actions, I try to reciprocate the kindness when an opportunity arises, or pay it forward by helping others in similar situations. I also make an effort to publicly acknowledge their support when appropriate, as I believe recognition can be a powerful form of appreciation. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Q. Do you think people are less willing to help others nowadays compared to the past? A. I don't think people are necessarily less willing to help nowadays. While our lives have become busier, technology has made it easier to offer assistance in various ways. For example, we can now donate to causes online or volunteer remotely. However, the way we help might have changed, with less face-to-face interaction in some cases. It's a nuanced issue that requires careful consideration. On one hand, the fast-paced nature of modern life and increasing individualism might suggest a decline in people's willingness to help others. However, I believe it's more accurate to say that the nature of assistance has evolved rather than diminished. In the past, help was often localized and immediate within close-knit communities. Today, we see a broader scope of assistance, facilitated by technology and globalization. For instance, crowdfunding platforms have enabled individuals to support causes and people across the globe. Social media has made it easier to organize large-scale volunteer efforts for disaster relief. Moreover, there's a growing awareness of social responsibility among younger generations. Many companies now incorporate corporate social responsibility programs, encouraging employees to engage in volunteer work. That said, the impersonal nature of some modern interactions might create a perception of decreased willingness to help. The challenge lies in striking a balance between leveraging technology for wider reach and maintaining the personal touch that often makes help meaningful. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Instrumental, adjective, instrumental, serving as a means of pursuing an aim. Example, her support was instrumental in my success. Pivotal, adjective, pivotal, of crucial importance. Example, he played a pivotal role in the project's completion. To take under one's wing, idiom, to protect and take care of someone. Example, the experienced professor took the new researcher under her wing. To pay it forward, phrasal verb, to respond to kindness by being kind to someone else. Example, inspired by his mentor's generosity, he decided to pay it forward by mentoring others. Multifaceted, adjective, faceted, having many different aspects or features. Example, the help she provided was multifaceted, covering both professional and personal aspects. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a person who has helped you, use a variety of descriptive language to paint a vivid picture of the person and their actions. Incorporate personal anecdotes to make your response more engaging and authentic. Practice expressing emotions and feelings associated with receiving help. Develop your responses to include not just what happened, but also why it was significant and how it impacted you. Use advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally throughout your response. Remember, the key to a high score is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style. For more tips on IELTS speaking, you might find these articles helpful. Describing a time when you had a busy schedule. Describing a time when you traveled to a foreign country. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle this topic and others in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.